AP McCoy's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Sunday Racing Preview with AP McCoy. We're looking ahead to the 7th race card from Aintree on this Sunday. My name is Sam Norris and the champion jockey joins me on the line to preview all of the action. How are you this morning, AP?
Good, Sam. Thank you. Looking forward to today's race.
Decent looking car today, Aintree. We'll start with the 12:55 then, first race of the day. And you ride Champagne Present in this one for Jonjo O'Neill, who currently shares the market lead with us here at William Hill with The Last Euro. Both of those horses on 11-4. It's 10-3 for Vintage Vinny, Mr. Bajiz 5-1, Seller Scout 6-1, and Chicoria is 25-1. What are the chances of Champagne Present in this one?
Yeah, they're okay. I don't think he's shown anything but the ordinary at home, but he was impressive in his point-to-point when he won. And hopefully he's a nice horse going forward. I wouldn't be surprised if he improved for the experience and improved for the run. So whether something like Zillia Scout might have the advantage having the experience over him, who knows. But hopefully Champagne Present is a smart horse. Of the others that are around, obviously there's those two Don McCain horses, Mr. Burgess is the other one. And Vintage Vinny of Rebecca Curtis's I won on last time in a bumper at Ludlow. And I'm sure, having had the run, he probably won't be far away either. Hopefully Champagne Present up to winning, but we'll just have to wait and see.
Okay, then, Champagne Present in that one for AP. Next up on the card is the 1:30, a juvenile hurdle. This one ran over 2 mile, 1 furlong. And Unanimite is the 4-7 market leader. Probably no surprise to see him so short. Won last time out at Market Raisin and won quite impressively. Is he the justifiable short price favourite here?
Yeah, I think so. I think because he jumped very professionally at Market Raisin when he won. And I think he's the one. Obviously, Donald McCain's horse, started one at Bangor, won well, but didn't jump overly well. So he probably needs to jump a little better. But and of the others, Witch from Rome was second on two starts at Huntingdon and Plumpton, both okay runs, but I think he needs to step up a lot in that. And Cape Arrow was beaten far enough in his two runs at Kelso and a Perth. And I think Unanimate is the one to beat. Very impressive with Mark Arias, and I think he'll win.
The 2:05 is the third race up from Aintree. This one, a novices limited handicap chase, ran over 2.5 miles, and this time leads the market at 5-2. It's 3-1 for Bailey's Concerto. Kobe J Island is 7-2. Classic Move 5-1. 15-2 for Ashes House, and Orbeg Messini is the 16-1 outsider. Plenty to look at here. This time returning to the track after a long layoff, 304 days off for him, and Bailey's Concerto chasing the four-timer here after back-to-back wins at Perth. What do you make of the 2:05?
Yeah, Bailey's Concerto, as you said, had been winning well, won over hurdles the last twice. Before that, had won a novice handicap chase at Kelso, definitely in good form. You definitely couldn't rule him out. I mean, you're obviously the likes of this time was a smart enough horse over hurdles and won a bumper as well. Hasn't run for a long time, so for the best part of a year. So that's a slight worry as far as that's concerned. If the others, Classic Move, been a little bit disappointing. I think his last few runs, Ashes House, exposed enough. Won a maiden hurdle at Utoxeter, was placed in a novice hurdle a couple of runs back at Fosslass. I think Bailey's Concerto was in form, and I wouldn't be surprised if he was capable of winning again.
The 2:40 is next up to look at a handicap chase, this one over 2 miles, and we have joint favourites in the shape of Parsnip Pete and Valco de Touzain. They're both 7-2. It's 11-2 for Denoan Point. Does Less Than Me is 7-1. Nico's Extra 7-1. 8-1 for Surf and Turf. Back to Baloo 9-1. And Gus McRae is 10-1. Another race here with joint favourites. Parsnip Pete, of course, winning a very good handicap at Aintree in April, the Grade 3 contest, that one. Unseated the rider last time out at Punchestown, but if he returns to that Aintree form, has he got every chance here?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the entry run where he beat Turnover, Disavola and Carrot Cloak was a strong race in this. Obviously, you don't see that rider at Punchestown. Yeah, he's definitely a horse that's opened a little bit of improvement, and he's obviously off his career high mark. But yeah, definitely capable of winning. As I said, and his horse that's capable of progressing, Paul Nichols' horse, has a chance as well. But just hasn't really shown his best, I don't feel, over fences yet. So I think Carson Pete is capable of going. And again, Nicholas Ashes was a good winner last time, but this is a better race this time, and maybe one down the bottom if you're looking for an each way horse or a horse with a bit more value, maybe Denon Point. Got a lightweight, only got 10 stone 4, he's capable, but I think Parsnip Pete will probably win.
Okay, Parsnip Pete then in that one for AP. The 3:15 is next up, a handicap hurdle ran over 3 mile class 2 contest this one, and you've got a ride in this race as well, Upswing, who currently shares the market lead with Peckham HO, both 7-2. Upswing backed in from 9-2 this morning. What are his chances in the race?
Yeah, Upswing has a chance. Again, he's off a career high mark as well. He just won last time at Newbury, his last one of last season. He's got a chance. I don't think he's a horse that I think is particularly well handicapped. Peckham Echo of Rebecca Curtis was second last time at Chepstow. Again, I think he's pretty highly handicapped as well. The Philip Hobbs horses are in great form. Uncle Jimmy won well enough last time. Ian Navis, he's got Thomas Cheeseman came in 7-0. And even with top weight, I can see him possibly being the one to beat. Of the others, maybe Rolling Mall of Peter Bones has been a little bit in and out, but did win last time. He's not without a chance either. Hopefully Upswing's capable of winning, but I think the horse at the top could be the one to beat, Uncle Jimmy.
Fair enough then. The penultimate race is the 3:50 handicap chase, this one, and joint favourites again in Supreme Asset and Le Moule. They're both on 5-1. It's 11-2 for King of the World. Benefit Cut is 6-1. 6-1 also for Shadrach. Last year's winner, Rossini's Dancer, is 7-1. Denier, 8-1. And it's double figure prices the last two. Plenty to go at in this race. Le Moule, a winner on his British debut last time out. Where do you see this one going?
Yeah, Le Moule won well at Ludlow back in April when he won. Was quite impressive. You know, he's a horse that's opened a little bit of improvement, but it's a very competitive and open race. Supreme Asset of Kim Bailey's hasn't run for a little while, but he's a pretty consistent horse, and he's not without a chance. Shadrach has won his last couple of races at Sedgefield, but again this is a step up in class as well. Benefit Cut won at Ascot the last time he ran. You know, he's up a good bit in the weights as well. But yeah, very tough race. I'm not sure where I'd go to try and pick the winner of this. Maybe Le Moule, or maybe a bigger price, Rossini's Dancer of Mick Alexander has been consistent enough. Was fourth last time out, and he's had the benefit of the run not that long ago. So I'm going to go for Rossini's Dancer at number 7.
Okay, then Rossini's Dancer in the penultimate one for AP is the selection. The final race of the day, then the lucky last, it comes at 4:25. 2 mile, 1 furlong bumper, this one. And we'll start with the chances of your mount, Father Edward, 3-1 in the market behind Great Try, the 5-2 favourite. Second at Fontwell last time. Can he go one better today?
Yeah, he was a little unlucky at Fontwell. He just tied up a little bit, having not run for a while. He's definitely capable of going one better. He's obviously got a penalty with the likes of Red Spinner, which will obviously, and Great Try, which will actually make it, you know, tougher for them. Great Try was an impressive winner when he won at Sutton back in February. Looked a smart horse. Red Spinner, as I said, won at Roscommon, now with Don McCain. So he's not too bad either. Obviously, the one of the others that have ran, Rebecca Curtis' horse, Global. Was second in the point to point last time. Charlie Longson's Midnight Shot was a good second to Arabic History. He ran okay in a Cheltenham bumper a few weeks ago. So that's not bad for me. They're hoping that Father Edward's good enough to win.
Okay, then there we are. The thoughts of champion jockey AP McCoy on Sunday's racing from Aintree. Thank you for joining me this morning on the preview and good luck with your rides today.
Cheers, Sam.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.